Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed two bills that would have impacted horse racing at county fairs, and Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is disappointed. Chesbro and San Rafael Assemblyman Mark Levine authored the bills, one that would have added a legislative presence to the State Fair Racing Board, and a second that would have required the Racing Board to conduct economic impact studies before race dates were changed at county fairs. The governor vetoed both, and Chesbro said in a statement that it's truly unfortunate because both bills would have resulted in a win-win for local communities impacted by the horse racing industry. Congressman Jared Huffman has contacted the U.S. Postal Service regarding the proposed closure of the Eureka processing facility, and he wants some answers as to why the facility must be closed. In a letter to the Postmaster General, Huffman wrote that he's frustrated with the lack of transparency throughout the process, the disregard for public input, and ambivalence to the impacts reduced service standards will have on local communities. Huffman held a town hall meeting in Eureka in August to gather public input, and representatives from the Postal Service were invited to attend but did not do so. Huffman also noted that the Postal Service has still not provided compelling reasons for the closure, and that now a final decision has been made on the issue when he had been assured that no final decision was forthcoming. The driver of a Toyota 4Runner that was involved in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 on Monday afternoon has been identified as 18-year-old Hoopa resident Millie Blake. Blake was behind the wheel of the truck when she lost control, crossed into the median, and through a Caltrans construction site. The vehicle then rolled through the northbound lanes and came to rest on its roof on the shoulder of the highway. Blake was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. She suffered fatal injuries. Two of the passengers in the truck were taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of their injuries. The victim in a second single-vehicle collision on Monday afternoon has been identified as well. 24-year-old Ryan Smith of Rio Dell was the passenger in a pickup truck driven by a 22-year-old Mad River man. The driver of the truck lost control of the vehicle on Van Dusen Road, and it rolled several times before rolling down a steep embankment and coming to a stop. The force of the collision ejected Smith from the truck, and he suffered fatal injuries. The driver was able to extricate himself from the wreck and climb to the roadway to summon help. The cause of the crash is under investigation. On September 16th, Mendocino County Jail inmate Brett Edward Harlan was granted a four-hour release so that he could visit a sick relative. Harlan, who was in jail on a long list of charges, never returned after his 4 hours were up, and Mendocino authorities began a search. Harlan had told family members that he would not return to jail or surrender himself, both of which turned out to be false. On Monday, a Ukiah police officer located Harlan on Gobby Street in Ukiah, and he was arrested without incident. He was taken back to jail, this time with a $175,000 bail over his head. Harlan now faces escape charges, along with the other charges that landed him in jail in the first place. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jill Duffy can talk trash. That makes sense for the executive director of the Humboldt Waste Management Authority, who visited Talk Shop on Monday to talk about trash. The Waste Authority is currently in the process of capping the Cummings Road landfill, which was closed down in 1999. Duffy explained.
You know, the landfill had reached capacity, and when the authority acquired the property, it was with the intent that the authority would handle the closure and post-closure monitoring associated with the facility.
The Waste Authority is in the midst of a $7.5 million project at the landfill that includes environmental issues and maintaining the site.
But there is an ongoing obligation to both maintaining, because we continue to produce methane. There is leachate, so we do have the leachate, which is pulled out of the landfill. It's put into a tanker truck and hauled down to the City of Eureka Wastewater Treatment Facility for final treatment.
On June 1st, the authority began a new contract with a Willits firm to haul trash out of Humboldt.
They transported all the way down to Potrero Hills. Potrero Hills was able to come in at a bid of $19 a ton for us to dispose of at the gate. And a lot of people might ask then, well, then why do you charge me so much when I'm coming across your scales? It's because of the costs associated with hauling this material out of county. It is very, very expensive.
The authority is also in the process of a massive cleanup of ash left at the site following 60 years of burning trash to dispose of it. And that's the news on this rainy morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.